On the show today, we have Southern Chautauqua's Federal Credit Union's very own John Felton and Candace Peterson talking about how they've enhanced their financial literacy program through Zogo's financial literacy app. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Candace Peterson from Southern Chautauqua Federal Credit Union. Candace, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks.
Good, good. And then we have John Felton from Chautauqua Federal Credit Union, Southern Chautauqua Federal Credit Union. My gosh, say that three times fast.
That would be a challenge to do, without a doubt. Glad to be here, Michael.
I've been challenged early in the morning here. So, I love the name, love what you guys are all about, and love what you guys are doing with financial literacy, actually, as well. So that's what we're talking about today, because so many credit unions out there are really upping their game in the financial literacy department, and rightfully so. And you guys have discovered this app called Zogo's app, where it's basically a financial literacy app that's geared toward, I guess, the younger generations, I guess Gen Z, millennials, or actually probably anybody for that matter, because I'll take it. I'll take all the financial literacy I can get these days. So, John, I'm going to start with you. So in the financial literacy needs area, what wasn't being met at your credit union prior to Zogo?
So Southern Chautauqua has had a long history of reaching out through our schools, to our whole community. We are in about half of the school districts with our Kids Credit Union program. Our Kids Credit Union program is a goal-based program where children in second grade are asked to save $200, children in third grade, $300. We pay very aggressive dividend rates on their goal. And if they follow the plan, they'll graduate with $10,000.
Oh, my God.
That's how Candace got involved with the credit union. She took my ragtag vision and made it a reality and put some curriculum behind it and got more schools on board. But there were some challenges with that. We'd go to the classrooms every month. We'd give a nice little lesson. We would get the kids excited about it. But as time went on, we recognized kids don't carry lunch money. They don't carry change. Parents weren't comfortable sending money to school necessarily. Now, when I say that, I don't have the numbers off my head. We had several million dollars of Kids Credit Union deposits. The program was very successful. We had 700 plus kids reach their saving goals last year. So it is successful, but we knew we had to change as the times were changing. Mm-hmm. So I was on LinkedIn and saw something about Zogo and read up on it and reached out to them to find, in essence, they have this wonderful app that is very moldable. So we're choosing that side of it to go after the teens. I know Bolin, who has been great to work with, has seen great success with the college and recent college grads. But Mike, as you said at the beginning of this, this is a very versatile program that can go targeted at several different groups of people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Indeed. And before we move on, I want to step in the Wayback Machine and go back to second grade and start all over again, because this sounds like a great program. And Candace, sounds like you're the driver of it. So give us a quick layout of this, and then where did Zogo come in to help out?
Sure. So the Kids Credit Union program actually started way back in 2004. And in Chautauqua County, roughly about 29% of our children live in poverty. So we've always known that there was a real need for financial education. There's a need for that in every school, but particularly, you know, when you live in a low income, the entire county actually of Chautauqua County is a low income designated county. So we really have a particular need for financial education mm-hmm. here. And as John said, you know, their classroom program started in second grade. We would provide financial education lessons to kids in really grade second, through sixth grade. And it was very, personal. It was very interactive. We go into the classroom, we get to know the kids. Yeah. Way back when, kids were bringing lunch money to school, but times have changed. That has changed. Yeah. And we found that really the entire structure of our program needed to change as well. And we were successful in some aspects of that, and in other areas, we struggled a little bit. Mm-hmm. We struggled to have a program that was more interactive. That was more engaging for kids. They're on their phone all day long, and then we walk in with a computer and a PowerPoint presentation. That just simply wasn't, where we wanted or needed to be. So we recognized that. And, you know, with Zogo, here was an app on a phone, on a device that these kids were already on. And we're not talking just high school kids. Second graders are on their phone at this point in time.
Yeah.
And it was engaging, interactive. It rewarded them for actually, you know, learning something. And we just thought, wow, here's something that, you know, we're not going to be able to put this together on our own. That's not what we do. But here's a way that we really can partner with an organization and a company that is dedicated to the same thing that we are, which is financial literacy for, you know, for young people.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Oh my gosh, I love stories like that. And so how long have you guys been using the app? John?
Or we first started looking at it and we took a very slow, deliberate approach. I describe myself as the guy that used to jump in the pool not knowing if there was water in the pool. Now I'm dipping my toe in to see how warm the water is first. So we really wanted to get to know Zogo and the Zogo team, and we were very impressed with them. And we were trying to determine how to best use this. So it took us a while. We only went live with the app 2 months ago, Candy?
It was in May that we launched, so not even 2 months.
Yeah,
not
even. Pretty fresh still.
Yes. So we really did the analysis of it, and again, working with Boland and his team, we see this as an opportunity to get kids excited.
Mm-hmm.
The rewards come often. The rewards are, you know, gift cards and or deposits right into their account if they're at the credit union. I've had some kids say to me, so if I'm at the gas station and I don't have any money for gas, you mean I can go on and complete a module and get a gift card so I can put gas in my car? And I said, well, it's not quite that instant yet. But the kids are driven to do this. They're driven to do it because money is a great reward.
No doubt.
But if they're getting the financial education and the reward, then it's a win-win.
Yeah, the education is the bigger reward that will pay dividends way down the line forever, actually, for the rest of our life, for sure. So is that some of the goals that you guys had in mind, Candace, when you guys were implementing this? Just to kind of give them the gift that keeps giving, basically, and then obviously have your credit union be kind of the foundation here?
Right, exactly. So in addition to the Kids Credit Union, you know, that program was very strong in elementary schools, mm-hmm. but we really found there was a gap in middle and high schools. And so we were looking for something that, you know, would continue the good work that we had started doing in elementary schools and would continue that through the higher grades as well. And we actually have 3 school-based branches in high schools in the county that we've established. And really what we were looking to do is to find a way that would take all of the groundwork that we had laid early on and put it in a format in a way that was, again, engaging and user-friendly and would encourage kids to then go on and open a savings account, open a checking account, and do so with the knowledge that they need so that they were able to handle the responsibility that comes along with these types of, mm-hmm. Accounts. And so often we find, you know, even I do a lot of work in the community, and it's not just with students and young people. Sometimes I would tell them, you know, I say the same thing to you that I say to groups of 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds and even 50-year-olds, because no one ever talked to them about financial education,
right,
or about, you know, things to do and things, you know, maybe not to do. So it's great that we're able to combine these two, the financial education piece, and then offer products and services specifically to students and young people, mm-hmm. that help them, you know, kind of get their feet wet and get used to the world of finances and establishing, you know, a good financial footprint without getting into a little bit of trouble, which sometimes can happen.
Oh, yeah. Been there, done that for sure. Back in my college days. But that's another story. It's another show.
Yeah.
Probably Dr. Phil or something like that. But we'll stick to the So how does it work, John? When a child signs up for this, does it piggyback off their parents' account or something? I'm just kind of wondering how it works, the rewards program or the savings program, and then how does the Zogo app kind of complement it?
Well, this is the great thing about Zogo, is that this app will lead to credit union membership. And I know that Southern Chautauqua is the best place for young people to bank, so I want them to bank with us. So we give them free access to the app based on their email to introduce the app to them.
Okay.
If they want to continue using the app, then they become a member of the credit union. And then once they become the member of the credit union, we have Zogo as the outreach. And then we also have plans in on the inside for us to make personal phone calls to assist these kids.
Oh, cool.
We're fortunate. We've got relationships with so many of the kids in the county now that most of them already know us. Plus, as Candace was touching on, we have three high school branches run by student interns.
Oh, wow.
So these interns are turning into our ambassadors to their peer group that now will just help. It's going to be a waterfall effect, we're hoping, just to get more and more kids to bank with us. Because we know we're the place they should bank. We are there. We're here to help them, to teach, to give them that solid foundation that they need.
Yeah. And as we all know, I mean, the earlier you can teach the kids this stuff, I mean, the better off, right? Because, I mean, it's going to stick for the rest of their life. And unfortunately, I mean, I don't know what it was like when you were a kid. When I was a kid, we didn't have any of this. We didn't have any of the only thing that we learned when I was a kid was like budgeting a checkbook. And then who uses a checkbook today now? So, So this is so wonderful what you guys are doing. And Candace, have you received any feedback from anybody yet? Or, because I mean, I know you're kind of a month into it, but what types of feedback have you received so far?
Right. So we are very early into it, but we have actually received feedback. There was a family who were members of the credit union, and their older child downloaded the app. Their younger child was, I guess, looking over her shoulder. They were both interested in it. The older one enjoyed it so much, the families. Members actually came in to the credit union through our drive-through because we're still in COVID-19 and said that they were opening an account for their younger child because they were so impressed with the app. So it wasn't just that, you know, that the younger kids enjoyed using it. It was that the parents were impressed with the information that they were seeing and the financial literacy component of it. So we were, you know, that's exactly what we were hoping for. So we're very, very excited about that.
Well, that's another great story for sure. And so I know we've mentioned kind of the goals, the awareness, obviously the education. What other goals, what other things do you want to achieve by using this app in conjunction with the financial literacy program you have going at your credit union right now, John?
So Mike, you kind of touched on it. Finance is a foreign language for many. I took 3 years of Spanish. It didn't really work out for me, right? This has to be taught often and early and consistently year after year. So our approach to this is get the kids interested early, keep them engaged as we go forward, because financial education is not a flash in the pan. It is a long-term plan. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're building here. And Zogo is working very well for us right now on the teens. And then the next phase of this, probably in about 6 to 9 months, is we're going to roll it out for the college age.
Oh, right on.
There are so many different modules within Zogo that it's going to keep people entertained for a long time. Mm-hmm. And that's our tagline, is that you're going to earn, you're going to learn, and you're going to be entertained. That's a pretty good system.
Sign me up for sure. Actually, sign me up for the second grade program too. I'm going to come back for that. All right, guys. Anything else here to add? Any final words of wisdom here to wrap up? Candace, anything final to say?
We have, you know, just had the best time working with the Zogo team. They've been incredibly responsive, very collaborative. So, you know, from that perspective, it's been great. And just the feedback that we've gotten so far, we are very, very optimistic and excited about where this will go. I think particularly because the ability to cover, topics that we have covered since day one is there, but also the ability to cover topics that are very current and relevant, such as COVID-19, that type of thing. It's so easy to just insert those. The modules are easy to use. The snippets are short and sweet. It's just a format that works really well for these young people.
Excellent, excellent. John, anything else to add here to wrap up?
No, I think Candace nailed it. It's a very versatile. We can tailor it to us. It started out so strong. The leaderboard, I've had at least three people come to me and tell me where they are on the leaderboard and make the promises I'm going to be in the top five.
Right.
And,
on.
You know, that little bit of competitive spirit brought up by the app is phenomenal.
Yeah, a little gamification doesn't hurt at all, for sure.
Yes.
All right, guys, well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Appreciate the time, as always. Congratulations on the success already. I mean, after a month, my gosh, you know, success already. So I can't wait to, maybe we can revisit, you know, 3 or 4 months down the line and see where you guys
That'd
are with
great.
It as well. And see how it's going with the high school group, too. That'd be really interesting to see how they react to it. So really good stuff. All right, guys, appreciate it. Thanks again, and keep up the good work, okay?
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Good stuff.